Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria 28, Mbombela and Polokwane 24 degrees. We start with news just in, and six suspected cash in transit robbers have been killed in a shootout with police in Germiston on the East Rand. Police have confirmed the shooting incident. Gauteng Provincial Police Commissioner Tommy Ntombeni is currently en route to the scene. City Powers welcomed the High Court in Johannesburg's dismissal of Eskom's urgent application seeking to force the Metro and City Power to pay for the costs of bulk electricity supply. City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena says Judge Gary Myberg found it puzzling for Eskom to petition the courts for an urgent order while there's a pending appeal process to challenge an earlier judgment that was handed down in June this year in favour of the national power utility.
I can confirm that the City of Johannesburg and City Power are finalising appeal papers due for submission in this coming week. We still maintain that critical aspects of the evidence were not fully considered by the earlier court in reaching its conclusion, and we are confident that a different court will find otherwise in our favour.
The DA has urged Justice Minister Thembisa Malani to step aside amid allegations of her involvement in questionable loan transaction during her time as mayor of Polokwane. They argue that the loan from the unregistered Gundo Wealth Solutions linked to VBS Mutual Bank is concerning. This is due to high interest rates and questionable legitimacy. Education Minister Siviwe Khwarube says the impact of recent budget cuts are being felt across all nine provinces.
It is very, very important that we have a coordinated approach as the sector on what it means for each and every province while they are going through these budget cuts. Following this, I will engage the Minister of Finance and Treasury to discuss solutions on how we can protect both our learners and our educators. We remain committed to minimizing the short-term impact of these cuts.
In addressing the impact, the Minister convened an urgent meeting with all education MECs yesterday. And finally, Selena Gomez can now add billionaire to her long list of achievements. The 32-year-old actress, singer, investor and entrepreneur just achieved the financial milestone, thus making her one of the youngest self-made billionaires in the US. Bloomberg has valued her net worth at over $1.3 billion. I'm Chanel Sutem, and that's it from the news desk for today. To view all of our stories, visit jacarandfm.com and click on news.
Thank you, Skana Berlin, for it. Leon, it's a million, man. It's a.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Geniet die rugby channel en geniet die race van die dag. Home of more music. I love you. Tune into Jack Ran FM. Let's chase that number one spot. This is wat ek vir gesê het. In hierdie uur praat ons met die een en enigste. Man, oh man. Hy was al 'n most singer gewees. Hy was al op the drum for Robin Ross gewees. He is known as the guy who chips, chases and actually catches the ball. Ons praat in 'n oomblikie met hom. Let's get into your number 20.
Jack Red FM plays more. I don't wanna be lonely no more. Music.
One breath a night when everything changes. You won't reply, I'm go back to strangers.
You love.
Hey now, don't dream it's over.
Like this. Number 20.
That this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. That my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know.